Elizabeth Elliot says that restlessness makes us cynical. We need certainty, surety, and that can only be found in God Himself because He's the one that's in charge of everything. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend Elizabeth Elliot, concluding my talk today on family prayers, family devotions. And I just want to read some of my favorite prayers. I confess that I grew up in the sort of tradition which was rather suspicious of written prayers. We were evangelicals, and we thought that the prayers that God really wants to hear are spontaneous ones. Well, of course, God wants to hear spontaneous prayers. But He also wants to hear worship. And I don't always know exactly how to express the way in which I want to worship God. And I also don't even think of some of the things which ought to be prayed about because they simply haven't crossed my mind. And when I do think of certain things which I would like to pray about, I don't always have the words. So I have been greatly helped by using the prayers written by other people. If you feel leery about that and think that that's not really very spiritual and that you certainly wouldn't want to offer to God somebody else's prayer, remember that Paul's epistles are full of prayers. Why were they preserved for us? The Spirit of God saw to it that they were preserved for us. You can find Paul's prayers in every one of his epistles, and they are worth memorizing. Wonderful expressions. For example, Ephesians 3, I kneel before the Father, from whom all fatherhood, earthly and heavenly, is named, and pray that out of the glorious riches of His resources, He will grant me to know the strength of the Spirit's inner reinforcement, that Christ may actually live in my heart by faith, so that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to grasp with all Christians how wide and long and deep and high is the love of Christ, and to know that love for myself so far beyond my understanding. So may I be filled through all my being with God Himself. I would never have thought of praying that way, but it certainly is what I want. I want to be filled through all my being with God Himself. So Paul has helped me by writing that prayer. Well, yes, you may say, that was divinely inspired. But Amy Carmichael's prayers are not divinely inspired. Well, of course not, in the same sense in which the writers of Holy Scripture were inspired. But don't you think there is a measure of inspiration in this prayer for our children written by Amy Carmichael? I pray this for my daughter and for my grandchildren. Father, hear us. We are praying. Hear the words our hearts are saying. We are praying for our children. Keep them from the powers of evil, from the secret hidden peril, from the whirlpool that would suck them, from the treacherous quicksand, pluck them, from the worldling's hollow gladness, from the sting of faithless sadness. Holy Father, save our children. Through life's troubled waters, steer them. Through life's bitter battle, cheer them. Father, Father, be thou near them. Read the language of our longing. Read the wordless pleadings thronging, Holy Father, for our children. And wherever they may bide, lead them home at eventide. You can find that poem in Amy Carmichael's wonderful little book of poetry called Toward Jerusalem. And then here's one written by an author that nobody's ever heard of, except just a few of us. He happens to be my nephew. His name was Eugene Howard. And he wrote this poem back in 1980. He didn't explain to me what the situation was, but this is what he said to the Lord. I have been wronged, Lord. I who seek the right, I cannot love this one who, without cause, has, out of hatred, selfishness, or spite, brought me injustice, I who seek your laws. I have my rights, Lord, I who seek your name. I cannot give to him who takes my share, who bends and breaks the rules that make the game equitable, so all is just and fair. I'm willing, Lord, to pardon and forgive if only he who wronged me will relent. It's only fair that if I have to give, the one responsible should yield, repent. That's the child talking to the Father. And the Heavenly Father says, My child, I suffered evil, shame, and wrong. And yet I love all those who brought me pain. I have not sinned. Yet for a murderous throng I gave my rights, and for their sins was slain. My child, my love was spurned by hateful men, and yet I gave, expecting no return. They mocked and beat me, adding to their sin. Yet I forgave. From my example, learn. My child, my law, my first command I give, love me, your Lord, with all your strength and soul. Then love your neighbor. When he's wrong, forgive. Forgive again. Let love thus be your goal. My child, come follow me. My words obey. One thing only seek my will to do. And give your love when wronged by men. For they will answer me, and I've forgiven you. By my nephew Gene Howard, who lives up in Alberta, Canada. And then here's that famous prayer, that wonderful prayer of St. Francis of Assisi. He lived in 1182 to 1226. Died at a very young age, didn't he? And he wrote this masterful prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. And where there is sadness, joy. And this last part of his prayer, I think, is desperately needed by us, perhaps by us women, more than you men, because we are so emotional. Francis of Assisi writes, O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. And now a prayer written by Patty Fisher, another one whose name is probably not widely known. A woman's prayer. Lord, let me be his sunshine when the sky is dark and gray. Let me be his comfort when he's had a long, hard day. Let me be his shelter when the wind is harsh and cold. Let me be submissive when the rest on earth are bold. Let me be his pillow when he's tired and needs a rest. Let me be assuring when he faces some hard test. Let me listen softly when the world is pressing in. Let me understand when no one else can comprehend. Let me walk beside him when he needs to have a friend. Let me be something that's real in a world of pretend. Let me sing sweet music when his heart's without a song. Let me be his living joy each moment, all day long. And Patty wrote another one. One day as I spoke to the Lord in prayer, I gave him this heartfelt request that he would remove my deep suffering from me, this heartache and burden and test. I just knew I could be of more service to him if only my strength he'd renew, and my heart would so willingly heed his command, his will and his work I would do. The answer was clear in his loving response. Oh, my child, if you only could see that this suffering and pain is a part of the plan to help you become more like me. For if I had not suffered, then you would be lost. My prison of pain set you free. Your salvation was won when I died on the cross, and the guilt of your sin died with me. This trial is not meant to burden you down, but to teach that to me you must cling. This suffering for you is a crown, not a cross, for it's proof you're a child of the King. My grace is sufficient to meet all your needs. Just trust me, secure in my love. My strength in your weakness becomes stronger still, and peace will descend from above. I know very well of the pain that you bear. My heart aches to see your distress. Just know that I love you and will meet your need, if only in me you will rest. Do not be afraid. I am always with you. You are safe in the palm of my hand. Whatever your trial, you can be assured by me it was lovingly planned. I raised up my head, which so low had been bowed, and the joy in my heart knew no end. Lord, I praise you so much that you cared about me enough for this trial to send. For I see that it's just further proof of your love. Your way is most perfect indeed. Teach me that the clay to the potter must yield, and you, Lord, are all that I need.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.